sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What up?
Good morning. What is that?
Well, I don't know about good morning, but...
Welcome back to the Knockout Radio. Must be Wednesday.
Yeah, must be. Well, first and foremost, a sad note. Let me get this. Yeah. Saw a message on the Book of Face.
Okay.
I think it was yesterday. I mean, you know, every day is now the same, and this kind of sucks. He was really a good man. You may or may not have met him out at the Monday Night Player Show. Big John McCray passed away.
Oh, no.
And I've reached out trying to get a little more information. If you're involved with What the Buck, you would know John.
Okay.
If you've ever been to the Monday Night Show, you would know John.
Sure.
Not too often does it really touch me. You know, I don't know if that makes me a total JA.
Right.
But this did. This man, every single Monday night when he walked in, and you've been in the press box, you know,
sure.
You walk by that long counter, you take the right, and you kind of walk into the restaurant area.
Yeah.
He would always stop on that side and say hello and shake my hand. Or I would shake his hand. I don't know which was. And that meant something.
Of course.
You know, so.
I mean, 19 consecutive years at the press box.
Well, he wasn't there 19 straight years.
You have been.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it becomes an extended family.
It was.
The people that take the time out of their time, like week in and week out, to come and support the Randy regime and the Talking Sports of Randy Harris, the Bucks player show, or I guess it's the player show. The
player show. Please be careful.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, legal issues.
Well, again, don't. Yeah, and you should know that. We'll get into all that other stuff, but I did want to just kind of start the show and just let all the Buccaneer fans who knew John and know John, as well as the What the Buck and the Monday Night, you know, Players Show family and friends and fans, you know, that I'm thinking of the entire family and John.
So. And will there be a player show this year? I mean,
I don't think so.
Is the NFL going to have a season?
I don't think so. The NFL will not allow players to do these shows.
Because it's outside of the confines.
They are not going to be allowed to do anything.
Because if they get the coronavirus, then it would jeopardize the team, the season, the league.
Their contract.
Oh, that hurts them personally.
Well, exactly.
Financially.
If a player catches it and they are able to prove you did anything outside of the realm of practice, go home. It can, from what I understand, void the contract, void your pay. You can be instantly cut, on and on and on and on. It's like jumping out of the plane.
Sure.
So I haven't fully ruled out the player show yet, but the player show with active players is not going to happen.
Okay, so it has to be retired players or.
And I'm not even sure that would still happen. I mean, how many fans would still come? To be blatantly honest, do I want to go do that show?
Right.
You know, there's a reason that we broadcast every week from Tour de Pizza or other unclaimed hidden locations.
Right.
You know, to kind of stay away, you know, with the new baby and all that kind of stuff. I don't even know if I want to go do the show. Which means next year when the player show returns, the asterisk will go on. And the worst part is, it's the longest running blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Well, now when it starts back up, it's no longer the longest.
Well, yeah, it's still continuation. It's still the same tag and brand name.
Yeah,
I think so.
You know, because...
Well, the world is on an asterisk. The whole 2020 year
an asterisk next year. But I would imagine... that they will still do the other station, will still do the player show, because they have access to the players.
Okay.
They're in the building.
Right.
So they may still, I mean, it's just like the coach. The coach was always there in the building, and they went and did the show from the building. So they finally found a way
To get rid of
you? not to get rid of me, but just to kind of go around and move ahead. And, you know, here they are, the officials and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, it took this damn virus to what appears to be taken down. Now, we will, on a side note, be talking to Tom Brady. Well, not we. I will be talking to Tom Brady tomorrow.
What do you mean we can't talk to Tom Brady?
Well, we can't.
We, Tom Brady and I, both have Brazilian wives.
Ooh, that's nice.
So we have a lot in common.
You have nothing in common.
Oh, we do. I have six fingers. He has six rings.
But for the first time, Brady will speak tomorrow from $1.
Okay.
With the new Zooms.
How do I get in?
You don't. You don't.
So really,
what if? Yeah, trust me.
What if I could hack in with the computer hacker from Tampa? Who got in with Twitter and created the Bitcoin chaos?
Yeah, he did rip off some stuff. Scheduled for today's program, UFC Fight Night 174. Is Saturday.
Unbelievable.
Now, you know that they've also started to rename them, too, because some of these other fights from the Apex are now like UFC Apex 2.
Oh,
so I don't know how they can keep track of.
Well, I still can't find the fights on ESPN Plus. I mean, I can't find the fights on the regular TV. It has to be on the Stream TV Pro, or I can't watch them.
I've had so many people complain.
I don't know how to find it.
I know a lot of very educated people who can't find it. And then there's people like you who can't find
right.
it. But scheduled on today's program, they do fight this Saturday, UFC Fight Night 174. Scott Holtzman will be on. Then Justin Jans will be on. And then Beneil Dariush will be on. And Beneil and Scott fight each other.
Sure.
Little farts.
Whoa.
Oop, excuse me. I didn't mean to say that. Wow. I was trying to say. Wow.
Sure.
Well, this will be my last show. Yes,
it was nice knowing you.
38 years and I finally.
The virus has finally done you in.
Well, we do have buttons to.
We're in quarantine and here in the bunker.
Yeah. I never thought the bunker would really drive me. But Scott Holtzman fought for the XFC.
Oh, yeah.
I used to commentate for the XFC.
Sure.
I'm not sure, but I might have commentated his fight.
Wow. Okay.
Not too long ago.
You got to ask him.
Well, how would he know? How would I know?
Yeah, I
don't know. I don't remember how to speak English. How am I going to remember whose fight that I commentated on back in the day? Something else came crashing down to Earth.
Uh-oh. The space shuttle, the splashdown.
Well, the space shuttle did come crashing down.
Pensacola.
So did Edmund.
Oh, yeah. The UFC put a lot of pressure on that young kid.
You know, and I said that leading up to the hype train, the Sage, you know, hype train.
Yeah. The Sugar Shane O'Malley
has taken over the hype train.
Because he has proven himself, and he's had spectacular finishes.
Well, hold on a second. So has Edmund. Edmund had as well. So it's unfair to say he has, then he, you know, loses to a veteran fighter in Derek Brunson. And now all of a sudden, you know, he's a has-been and washed up. I did think they were pushing him along a little too fast.
Sure.
But like Sugar Shane, as long as he keeps, you know, producing, then are they?
Right. If that fighter's ready, just ran into a veteran. A veteran who made adjustments during the fight and weathered the storm and just put it on him. So it happens in the fight game.
And there was one, and I forget who the fighter was, how emotional he was after the fight. You know, I think it might have been the contender. It might have been last night.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't remember. But somebody was very emotional about now this is their dreams, and they've met their dreams, and so forth and so on. So
you got to love it. I mean, that's the passion behind the sport. That's why the sport is so captivating. I mean, that passion is genuine. It's real. And that's why I love it.
Just because it's genuine and real.
I do. I like genuine and real things. That's what I do.
I said that I would mention this, and I will.
Okay.
So, did you realize that there are still baseball, and really if it's not even fair to call them baseball cards, sports card shows?
They're still having them?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by it. I mean, what else are you going to do with all that stuff?
There's one next month, and I'm thinking about going to it.
Okay.
So I told the guy, and I don't even know who it was. It was, you know, on the Book of Face. There is a sports card and collectible show September 19th and 20th, and it's $2. It's at Banquet Masters, okay. And I'm thinking about you know, doing it.
Are you going to bring your own collection and see like what it's worth, or like how does that work? Is like an antique roadshow where you show up and say, "Hey, I have this." You put a.
You've never been to one of these?
What, a baseball card show?
Well, it's not fair to say baseball because there's volleyball and hockey. It's a sports card. Like I just said, sports cards and collectible
shows. What's the most valuable sports memorabilia card you've ever owned?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know memorabilia.
Oh, you don't have cards?
I don't have any memorabilia. I mean, I have some crap in storage, but I don't know. Memorabilia is not a big deal to me. I mean, I have, you know, a couple things that people have given me.
I grew up in, the early 80s?
I don't know when you grew up. What are you asking me for?
Baseball cards were popular, but it wasn't, like, crazy. I think that was, the 70s. Is that one?
When was the Billy Ripken card?
I don't know.
Do you know the story about the Billy Ripken?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
The Cal's partner, friend?
Yeah, it's brother. His friend. It's Cal's
his
friend.
Dad. His last name is Ripken.
You truly are an idiot.
It's got to be a family member.
Yeah, it's a brother.
Okay. So what about him? Ben Ripken is his name?
What?
You said his name is
Billy.
Billy. Yeah. Billy Ripken.
Right.
All right.
So Billy held the bat. And now there's three different stories. And I'm sure Billy has come out truthful, but you know me, I don't follow stuff up.
Right.
So he held the bat so that the photographer, when they took and I believe it was Fleer, took it, the knob of the bat was sticking out. And on the knob of the bat, it said a four-letter word that starts with F.
Okay.
And then face.
Okay.
And that's what's on the knob of the bat.
Really?
Yes. And it was like all hell broke loose.
Wow.
People running out. This card was like going for hundreds of dollars.
It was like the U.S. Mint when they make a mistake and they have the wrong color of the seal.
So
or
some people thought that the trading card company did it on purpose. Because everything was tops, tops, tops. Now everybody knew the name of this company.
Sure.
Right? Because of that. And it went from the words to then it was blocked out. Then it was like whited out. So they had a mistake after a mistake after a mistake after a mistake. So I became friends with a local Tampa Bay, really more Lakeland, but Tampa Bay-ish. Played in Oakland.
Okay.
Played for the Oakland A's. And I'm sure other teams. I won't say his name just yet unless you tell me I need to. And he wanted to buy the card from me.
Okay.
Now, I'm just a kid.
Sure.
Right? Well, I'm in my 20s, right? And I get a bunch of these cards, and I'm like, dude, we're friends. I can't sell you this card that cost me 3 cents.
So you gave it to him?
You know, and he wanted to give me a couple $100. Now, keeping in mind, a couple $100 to a major league ball player, even back then, you know, it was a lot of money, but it wasn't a lot of money. And I said, I just don't feel right. He goes, how about if I give you my jersey? So I have an Oakland A's, and this jersey looks like it would fit my granddaughter.
Okay.
How he wore this is beyond me, but someday if you're ever honored enough to be invited into my house, and I can find it, I'll show you that jersey.
You're going to drop the name or no?
I am going to drop that it's break time. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Len Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Everyone deserves a best friend. Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to clearthesheltersshelters.com for a participating shelter near you.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flax and millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
You're going to cut out. You're going to cut out of the lineup. Kick you out. Listen to my man.
Yeah.
You know you messed up first segment when they took your name out.
No, see, do you want to know the truth about that liner, or, yeah. Or are you just going to continue to make crap up?
Yeah, of course.
That said somebody else.
Oh, okay.
There was somebody else's name that was said in that.
Oh, okay.
And a dear friend of mine.
You going to name drop it?
I'll mention it. It was Chris Hovan. Oh, Chris. I used to do the show with Chris. Oh. So when I went to get Matt Ryan to do it, I said, hey, Chris does the show. They both went to Boston College. That's why he said BC. And then when we stopped doing the show, I kind of took the clip out just because Chris is no longer involved because he's gone on to bigger and better things. Called Nothing.
Yeah, but he has a great time at the bare knuckle boxing.
He had a great time.
He had a great time.
Him and his son both did.
What a great guy. A great guy. A great guy.
Yeah, no, he is a fantastic guy. And once again, my thoughts go out to John McRae and his family. Absolutely. More, you know.
Sure, the families.
You know, I was going to try to say something funny and stupid and all that kind of stuff at the same time. But
don't be me. Just be Randy Harris. Yeah, okay.
how true that is.
Stay in your lane. Okay.
Leave stupidity to
speaking
you.
Speaking of name dropping, are we going to go back to the Oakland Athletics bubblegum baseball card guy? Who was it? Who gave you the
jersey?
Yeah.
Mike Heath.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mike Heath.
What?
Yeah, why? Did you know who Mike is?
Who got this stale bubble gum?
He did.
Oh,
he got the gum.
The card?
He got the card. I don't remember how many I gave him. I don't remember if it was just the F face card. It might have been the totally blocked out one as well. And I still have a couple of those. Huh. But in anything in memorabilia, I've learned a very valuable lesson in the many years I've been on this planet.
Okay.
Don't hold on to anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Got to just keep it moving.
You just keep it, you know, and that's get it, sell it.
Because you don't know when it's going to be hot. Like, when do you know it's going to peak? I mean,
unfortunately, people keep things thinking it's going to peak. And, you know, I've told this story numerous times. A big fan of Ricky Henderson. I bought a bunch of Ricky Henderson rookie cards. I think they're worth about $9 now.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm pretty sure I paid a whole lot more.
Well, when you're at the Bear Sports Card and Collectible Show on September 19th and 20th.
Why are you plucking them again?
Could you pick me up a Dr. Anthony Fauci Topps baseball card?
Is that not ridiculous?
Did you see they set an all-time record of 51,000 cards? Like $9.99 per card.
Really?
Like that, and it was listed as sold out. So the greatest sports memorabilia in baseball history may be from the doctor. And you see his jersey?
No.
Fauci 19 on the back as he threw out the ceremonial pitch to kick off the MLB season against the Washington Nationals versus the New York Yankees. And so how valuable is that jersey, Fauci 19?
Why would you want it?
Oh, because that's, I mean, that, what better symbol? What better symbol of 2020 is a coronavirus doctor wearing number 19 for the Corona 19? I mean, what else is better than that? I mean, nothing else symbolizes our year we've had so far than that jersey.
I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want to remember it.
Oh, you wouldn't want it if it had a coronavirus on it.
No, I understand that, but I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it if it was pristine and never worn.
Really?
I wouldn't want, why would I want that?
A game used Dr. Fauci 19 jersey?
Did he throw a strike?
No, he didn't even. I mean, I think he threw it in the dugout. That's why the Topps card took off so much popularity, because the throw was so horrible. His delivery, you know, like, it was absolutely horrific.
I would not want that. There is probably a quarter of a trillion things I'd rather have.
Is it just because it's baseball?
No, has nothing to do with baseball.
I saw a meme the other day that said somebody put the
Did
Rays,
they start playing yet?
Yeah, the Rays cardboard cutouts for the in the outfield, like, because they were lost like three games in a row to Baltimore Orioles.
So a friend of mine put up, and then I even tweeted or text or whatever it's called, and he said no, he didn't do it, because I thought he did. What's the Cub guy?
Oh, Harry Carey.
No, the fan that was down the left field line.
Steve Bartman.
So they said how they were trying to get a Steve Bartman cutout in Chicago, which would be funny.
Hilarious.
So somebody did a Steve Bartman in Seattle.
Okay.
Which makes no sense.
Nonsense.
And then I saw on the Book of Face, somebody said, the ironic thing is Bartman has more World Series rings than any Seattle. Because he has one. They gave him one.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Seattle Mariners do not have one.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Or the...
I wonder if there's a Bill Murray cardboard cutout in Wrigley Field.
I would imagine.
He's a legend there. He's like the GOAT.
No, he's not the GOAT.
Bill Murray?
He's not the GOAT.
I mean, we're living the groundhog lifestyle right now.
We really are.
That's his movie.
The GOAT of the Chicago Cubs will be Harry Carey.
That's true.
I mean, that, you know, and we ought to do that for many reasons. One, just to kill time, is, you know, you pick a team, and who is that one name? Who is the first name that comes out? The Ooh. First, you know, I mean, we could have some fun with that.
Ryan Sandberg.
Well, first of all, we just said it was Harry Carey.
I mean, Dawson, you could have the Hawk.
Well, Dawson would go more to Montreal.
You'd have to have players. Or are you talking about most iconic figure of?
No,
just because the Philly Fanatic is way more popular than Krucky.
Than Krucky?
John Kruk.
First of all, John Kruk, I consider a San Diego Padre.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Now, back at the uncleship, because there's other people that say mothership and fathership, the uncleship brought up Fergie Jenkins, who I'd had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing back in the day.
Okay.
But no, I mean, when you say Chicago Cub, the first thing anybody thinks of is Harry Carey.
No question.
I mean,
Steve Bartman's up there, though.
Steve Bartman would be. You know, which is so unfortunate, because I don't know if you remember, if you can go that far back, but it wasn't his fault, first of all. First of all, Alou couldn't have caught the ball.
Well, he's a fan.
Alou couldn't have caught the ball.
Do what a fan what a fan does.
If he could have caught the ball, blame him for not catching the ball.
Blame the owners for not making the stadium bigger, keeping the fans further back.
Blame the shortstop, who on the very next play, or might have been the next pitch, ground ball right through his legs. That's not Bartman's fault. It's not the Billy Goat's fault. It's not the Midget's fault. It's not the Ivy's fault. The team blew it. Not Bartman. The team blew it. That's like with the Mets when they played the Boston Red Sox and the ball went through Bill Buckner's legs.
Yeah.
Don't blame Bill Buckner, because they had another game.
Sure.
You had other opportunities to win the game. So to say Bartman, but yeah, I think if you went name five things for Wrigley, Hell, I think they may say the Ivy before some of the players.
The Ivy's pretty legendary.
I'm sure I've told this story before, but I broadcasted a show in the press box at Fenway or at Wrigley.
Really?
I did Fenway as well. In Wrigley.
What?
We went and did the show, and then we sat in behind home plate. An actor did the show with me. Okay. I got to be honest with you. I can't remember his name right now.
Okay. So for Chicago, it's probably Vince Vaughn.
No, no. It's a local actor.
From Chicago. He lives there.
A local actor here in the Tampa Bay area.
Oh,
a
that
local
was in Chicago with you.
Who was got in it. Chicago. He was a big fan. It was Cubs Cardinals.
Okay.
We did the show. We watched Harry Carey fall down a flight of stairs.
No.
I swear to you.
Seriously.
He did. He stumbled and fell down the flight of stairs.
What inning was he? Was he drinking?
Well, this was before the game. Okay. It was before the game. And then we sat behind home plate. We walked out. We touched the Ivy, all that stuff before the game. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. But when you say Chicago Cubs, I would say that would be Harry Carey, Ron Say.
Oh yeah, Ron Say.
If you're thinking Dodgers,
on the hot corner, right?
The Dodgers.
In the Dodgers.
What?
Why are you going to the Dodgers?
I'm bouncing all over the place.
So how long does a player have to play for a brand or a team before they become cemented as that same? Like, is Tom Brady always a Patriot?
No, he won't always be a Patriot, but that's where he's going to get his, like Warren Sapp went to the Raiders.
Right.
But
right.
Warren Sapp is still the Buc. He'll be known as the Buccaneer.
But do you see, when you see Tom Brady or his name?
Well, I haven't seen Tom Brady out there yet. I'm looking forward to getting out there next
always
week.
Will always be a Patriot in your mind when you think back on like.
I think it would be hard not to, but let's see what happens in the next 5 years. I said 5 years,
sure.
Not 2 years, 5 years. If he wins 3 Super Bowls here in Tampa.
Wow. Wow. They said yesterday that he looked as good as he ever has.
Crisp, clean passes.
Sure.
Every pass, from what I was told, exactly where it was supposed to be, exactly where, the receiver was. It was phenomenal from what I was told.
And I heard he added some help in the backfield.
Well, Shady McCoy. But
Super Bowl champ.
But he didn't play. So does that still count?
I mean, did Steve Harmon get a ring?
But do you consider him a World Series champ?
I think it was he that brought them a championship.
Paul Porter has a Stanley Cup ring. Is he a Stanley Cup champion?
How did Paul Porter get a ring and I don't have a ring?
Paul Porter is a very well-known, highly educated, and well-liked man.
Exactly. I ask again, how did he get a ring and I didn't get one?
And you're none of those three. Zero.
Well, I'm highly respected in my own household.
Well, I don't think you are.
On the second floor.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Full lineup coming up next. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Everyone deserves a best friend. Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to clearthe.shelters.com for a participating shelter near you.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Debbie Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
Come on, everybody, clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again.
I could listen
all day.
Chubby Checker?
57 Chevy.
It's one of the few times that I was probably in awe.
Yeah.
For Chubby Checker. Nice. It was probably early in my whatever you want to call I've done for the past 35 years. And I remember growing up listening to The Twist.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, on my 45.
Sure.
Chubby Checker.
Wow.
How about that? I did neglect to say UConn. Did you see that?
Yeah. So
UConn canceled their football.
Well, I also saw conferences are only going to have inter-conference play. Like, how does that stop the coronavirus spread?
The virus does not transfer if you stay within your organization.
To the Big 12.
In your conference. So, like,
the Big 10.
You can't catch, even though you did, you can't catch, like, if the Phillies play the Marlins, because that's they're in the East, they're not supposed to catch.
Right. Can't be west of the Mississippi.
But guess what? They caught it. Did you see your boy, Mattingly?
No.
And Jeter?
No.
Jeter came out and he said that it's all not true.
What is?
That the guys didn't go to the strip clubs.
Okay.
They still caught it. They
right.
still all sent it throughout, right. But that they did not catch it from going to the strip club.
Well, strip clubs are essential businesses, so obviously. That's why they went.
I want to, never mind.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Never mind. There's so many things I could say and I okay. want to say. Adam Hunter, who's been doing a lot of those Zoom comedy shows.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody's interested, hit me up. I'll get you the next, let you know when Adam's going to perform again. And it is pretty cool. So they're doing shows. Tenors of Rock are doing the same thing. They went out into the desert. They did a show. They filmed it. And then, you know, they have tip jars and that kind of stuff. And I'm sure Adam does it as well.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool. But he said, you know what this virus has done? It's put a lot of college kids out of work. Meaning yeah. strip clubs.
Oh, right, right. Right, yeah. I follow.
Okay. But yeah, so like Florida State couldn't play Florida because it's a way to send the virus from the SEC to another conference.
Well, more important than the virus, the Florida State will probably be under fire for having a Seminole mascot with today's current.
Did you see the butter thing?
The Land O'Lakes?
Land O'Lakes.
They removed the Indian, took the land.
And still took the land. That's
kept,
what it said.
They kept the land. They removed the Indian, kept the land.
It's not right, but it was just a tad funny.
And speaking of the capital, I mean, the Redskins are changing the name. Are all schools going to follow suit? Are all brand sports going to have to follow suit?
From what I was told by a very smart young man, that Florida State's going to get to keep it because they have the approval and they do stuff with the Seminoles.
Okay.
I guess the Redskins didn't. I guess they just took the money and ran.
Okay.
Where Florida State, I guess, is sending money, you know, to the Seminoles or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know where this is going to stop, when it's going to stop.
So while you're at the Bay Area Sports Card and Collectible Show,
why do you keep plugging them?
Because I'm working on my broadcaster career. So I'm a broadcaster now. So when you're there, can you pick me up some Washington Redskins memorabilia? Because it'll go up in value.
It is funny that you mention that because I did buy a hat that has never arrived.
Oh, really?
I bought it online.
Okay.
And it's never arrived. I didn't even remember it until you said it earlier.
Was it a scalped hat?
I did buy a keychain. I bought it. What are they called? Lanyards? Is that the thing? I did buy a lanyard.
Did you?
Just to throw in the studio.
Sure. Because that's going to go up in value in the future.
No, it's not.
NASCAR, like anything NASCAR with a rebel flag?
No, it's
not. You won't find it again.
It's not going to go up.
Okay.
I don't think it will.
I believe it will. Oh, how much is the space splash down that? The capsule or the, you know, what do you think that thing's worth?
Why, are you going to buy it?
I might just go find it. It's floating out in the ocean.
It's already picked up. Did you see the helicopter?
No.
In Pinellas Park?
Huh.
Your vice president was here.
Oh, that's right.
And drove down Park Boulevard, and every street was shut. It was like a parade, helicopters flying over.
So he's at the Hilton Beach Resort today. He's doing a speech or a campaign.
I don't know what he's doing.
And Trump was here last week.
Yes, he was. Met with the sheriffs and such.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I know we just came back. But we're going to go hit up another break a little bit early because when we come back, we are going to head out to Las Vegas.
Sure.
So the next half an hour, 45 minutes or so is going to be heavily UFC as we have Scott Holtzman coming up, Justin Jans coming up, and then Benil Dariush coming up, all three fighting a Saturday night back in the octagon. The small cage again.
Yeah, the 25-footer.
And I'm curious how many of these guys in their last fight fought in the bigger cage. Now, Scott, I believe, fought in Mexico when I looked it up this morning. So he was pre-virus.
Right.
Wonder if that really matters.
Was the cage the regular size in Fight Island?
I think so.
I think it was a 30-footer.
But next week, I can't wait for next week. I had to be a little Styles G. White. I instigated a little.
Oh, yeah?
When Cormier tweeted that the rivalry... And he's more interested in the trilogy with Stipe than he is with John Jones. And I said, because there's a big zero in that trilogy with John Jones.
Right.
And a lot of people responded to it. So,
but there's also an asterisk like there is in 2020.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. When we return, we'll chat with Scott Holtzman.
Time was drifting. This rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Everyone deserves a best friend.
Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to cleartheshelters.com for a participating shelter near you.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back to you live right outside Tour de Pizza here in St. Pete. A lot of cool stuff to get to before we get out to Las Vegas.
Yep.
I don't know how I want to do this contest, but the voice that just did the Clear the Shelters is a very talented Broadway star.
Okay.
Figure out a way that we can do a contest, and if somebody can figure out who it is, we'll hook them up with some cool stuff.
Okay.
So think about it.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Let's head out to Las Vegas as we get ready for Saturday and another big MMA night, UFC Fight Night 174. So welcome to the program, Scott Holtzman. Scott, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, fellas. I appreciate it.
We appreciate your time. One of my little things that I like to do, and I don't do a whole lot of research before I have somebody on. I'm just telling you this because we like to talk and we like to, you know, get to know each other. But one of the things I do like to look up is like alumni of the school you went to. So if I looked it up correctly, your high school was Central High, correct?
Yeah, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. Okay. We are based in Tampa, St. Pete, Tampa Bay. This is a national radio show. And I'm bringing it home a little bit, the same high school that Reggie Cobb, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, went to.
Yep, Reggie Cobb and Todd Helton.
Right. Todd Helton. St. Louis Cardinal.
Oh, the Rockies. He played first base.
Yeah, he's a Rockies.
Yeah, exactly.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Of course.
I was a Cardinal bat boy, so everything to me is Cardinals.
No, yeah, a lot of great athletes came through Central. You know, I went to Central High School in Knoxville and University of Tennessee, too. So, long list of athletes, and of course, didn't play any football, but maybe if I were a little bigger.
Also, to bring it back to the Tampa Bay area, I am the former commentator of what was the XFC here in Tampa.
That is true.
No way. So have you commentated one of my old fights?
I have to be honest with you. I don't remember breakfast.
we're trying to figure that out before the show.
When I jumped on, I'm like, the XFC, that's, you know, I was the first commentator. So I did the first, I don't know, 8, 12, 15. So I have to go back and look to see if I did do your fights, because I know you fought in Tampa twice, right?
I fought in Tampa once, but I had a lot of fun in the XFC, man. That was a great organization. Helped get me started and fought in the Tampa college basketball arena, whatever team that was there, and had a lot of fun. That was a nice arena. So
USF
enjoyed the XFC.
Yeah, that was the Sundome out at USF. Normally when I have the athletes on, you guys on, you know, we talk about it being a work trip, you know, not a fun trip, and, you know, you try not to get out. So I'm just curious, now that you really can't get out, how different is it? I don't know how long you've been in Vegas, you know, that you can't go out there and you can't go and do anything that you would normally have done 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's the exact same for me. It's actually a little better. I'm enjoying it more. There's nobody out here, no random people in the hotel trying to stop you, and, you know, in your way, and then nobody asking you for tickets, nobody asking if they can be in your corner. I mean, this is a lot better. I'm enjoying it. I don't really do much anyway. I don't go out and sightsee or anything like that. So, and we have, you know, the rooms are a lot nicer than normal, and the training room's right next door. So this is the ultimate setup for me. I'm loving it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Your last fight was pre-virus, so you still haven't fought in, you know, no crowd, you know, no big arena. How do you anticipate that, or how do you get ready for that?
It won't be any different. I haven't fought with no crowd or no arena, but I've fought thousands of times in the gym, and that's the same thing. So it doesn't really matter. Once that first punch flies by your face, your instincts take over. It doesn't matter if there's – you don't really hear that crowd as much anyway. I think at the end of the day, it'll be better for me because I tend to feed off the energy of the crowd some, but that's not always good for me. So I need to stay nice and calm and relaxed and like a sniper in there. So it'll be a little easier.
You know what's kind of strange? I had covered more UFC events than anybody until the virus, and now haven't left my house in whatever months this is. And I never thought that I would enjoy watching them on TV without crowds, but I do.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans are really taken aback by it and getting a little bit more inside perspective, because when there's no crowd, you can kind of hear those shots. And I think sometimes when people watch them on TV, they don't think the things like the leg kicks and the little knees, they don't think those really hurt the guys. But when you could actually hear it, it's almost like you can feel it. I think the fans have a newfound appreciation for the pure competition aspect and the violence too.
Hey Scott, so I'm looking at a picture of you back in 2018 in Beijing, China, in a crowd where you don't speak the language. Do you just like sense the energy? Does it matter like what language it is or where you are fighting?
No, it doesn't matter at all, really. I mean, once that fight starts going, everything's kind of like white noise. So you don't really hear anything. You can kind of hear your corner every now and then. But sometimes you can't even hear your corner man. So it doesn't matter if the fight is in the backyard, T-Mobile Arena, or over in China. It's all the same. It's the same octagon.
So have you ever do you take fights based on location? Because I know Randy is a foodie. He'll do things or events just because of the food. And I'm sure that's why you're on the show today with the nickname Hot Sauce. but, you know, yep. I didn't know, does the geographical location matter for you when you take a fight? Or are you open anytime to take a fight?
I'm open anytime, really, but I'd like to take fights in the U.S. because, and then once I'm in the U.S., I like fights with no state income tax. So that's really how I like to do it. But I'm not picky on it. I really just do it but based on dates. So I'll say, hey, I'm ready to fight in August. There's these three events. Two of them are in the U.S., one of them isn't. You know, whatever, I'll take any of them. So, but I really prefer no state income tax. So that's a big decision maker there.
is now a good time to tell you there's one of the many reasons that I live in Tampa, St. Pete, Florida?
Oh, I know. I'm aware. I know all the states by heart that have no state income tax, and Nevada is one of them.
Very true. You know, when Matt just brought that up about, you know, some of the things that you take into account, how about looking at who has had performance in the nights? Your last fight of the night, your opponents had, I think, three consecutive performance of the nights. Do you guys look at that and say, this is an opportunity to win even more money?
No, not really. I mean, you don't pick fights based on that, but once you get matched up, you kind of pick fights based on style and ranking and, you know, that stuff. But you pick fights that you can win or not win, but you want to go out there and always try to win. If you try for that bonus, most of the time it doesn't come. So for me, I just do better when I go out there and fight and try to win. If the bonus comes, great, but I don't do as well when I start swinging for it.
Now, did you catch what Scott said? Now you know why I don't pick fights, because he said you pick fights that you can win.
Right.
So I don't pick fights, you know, for that exact reason. What can we expect to see on Saturday night?
Well, I think, you know, just like you just said, you got two guys coming off performance bonuses. So, and everybody knows what Benil's bringing. Everybody knows that I'm going to take some risks also. So there's guaranteed to be some highlights mixed in there. I think, you know, we're going to throw down. It's going to be a good old fashioned Tennessee butt whooping.
Before I let you go, I want to bring it back to baseball just for a second. With your baseball background, and you corrected me on Todd Helton, and I deserve that. Give me your opinion on the Houston Astros and what you would do if you were playing in the major leagues playing against an Astro team.
Yeah, well, I'm good friends with Yan Gomes. He's from Knoxville also. We worked out through the whole quarantine. He's a catcher for the Nationals, not the Cardinals. I don't know. I think their World Series should be taken away. I would have definitely beaten the guys like the Dodgers pitcher did. So, you know, there's, from what I understand, a lot of people kind of do it in baseball. It's kind of an unwritten rule, but to watch the cameras and all that was a little much. So, I definitely think they should have taken their World Series away and so on and so forth. So,
I agree with you. I'll tell you a real quick story. I have a very good friend of mine. I'll text you later and tell you who it is. Won a World Series, blah, 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 blah. Was pitching. He caught the first base coach stealing signals. So he called time. He brought his catcher out. He said, put the curveball down. Put the curveball down. He watched the first base coach steal the curveball. Batter moved towards the front of the plate. And said pitcher threw a fastball and drilled him in the head. And he turned to coach and he goes, that's on you. So, you know, they're trying to police it themselves, but it's insanity that nothing happened to the players, yet that Dodger pitcher is now suspended. I know he's appealing, you know, for 8 games. So something definitely needs to be done. Scott, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong. Best of luck on Saturday, and hopefully we can get you back on.
All right, you guys. Appreciate it. Take care. Thanks for having me.
So long. That is Scott Holtzman, who knew that Todd played for Colorado, and I said the Cardinals. All my Cardinal friends are going to get on me for even saying that.
I also knew that he played. He's also the backup for Manning, wasn't he? Was it Manning or T. Martin for the quarterback? Wasn't he the backup quarterback at Tennessee?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I think Helton played football.
I don't know. So I am surprised that you knew that, though.
Oh, thank you. Todd's a good guy. I know Todd well.
You know him well.
I have a Todd Helton autograph baseball.
No, you don't.
I do.
Do you really?
I do. He was partners.
Oh, that's right. You were out there in Denver.
So he was.
He was partners in that whole.
In the restaurant that I worked at.
Really?
He was partners. Him, Jason Bates, second baseman, Don Baylor, the manager, and like 13 other athletes. Joe Sakic, Larry Walker, Don Baylor. Who else was out there?
Name dropper.
Yeah. Well, Helton was the first baseman, then Larry Walker moved to St. Louis. That's your boy.
Larry Walker? Why is he my boy? Just because he's a Cardinal?
Yeah, because everybody's a Cardinal, your boy.
Everybody's a Cardinal. Keith Hernandez is a Cardinal.
Greatest Cardinal of all time? That's a loaded question.
It really is. The first one that comes to my mind is Ozzie.
But it could be Lou Brock, right?
I mean, it could be Lou Brock, who I was very good friends with.
Were you really?
Oh, I got some great Lou Brock stories. And during this break, I'll try to find the Lou Brock photo, and I'll show it to you. But, you know, I was bat boy for the Cardinals for 2 seasons. So good stuff. Todd Helton, Colorado Rocky, not a St. Louis Cardinal. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.